most of these animals come from fairly warmer climates anyway, so that they're quite used to warmer weather. But we just tend to give them extra ice blocks, make sure they've got places of shade, obviously plenty of water. We use a lot of mister systems and sprinklers just to kind of cool them down a little bit. But on the whole, what you tend to find is they just tend to slow up a little bit, same as we do in the heat, and find the shade and sit around and enjoy themselves. Any of the animals that are designed to be living in colder climates, you know, like the snow leopards, for example, we have to keep a closer eye on them, because obviously they really aren't fond of this sort of heat. We have methods of keeping them cool if we need to, and we're also very aware of what to look out for if they were struggling at all. Basically, for animals like the primates and those that live on fruit and vegetables and leaves and things like that, they're more than happy just to have a fruit tea ice block, something like that, that's flavoursome. To feed a fruit tea ice block to a carnivore, they're not really going to have much interest. So we just make our ice blocks out of blood instead of water, exactly the same process. And these obviously go down very well with the carnivores because it is something that they would naturally enjoy, but given to them in a slightly more unusual manner. Our job doesn't really change, so our numbers don't really change throughout the year, whether it's glorious sunshine or pouring with rain. In terms of other departments, such as, you know, the retail and the catering, yes, there are extra staff brought in during the busier summer periods to make sure that we don't end up with the big queues, because obviously nobody wants to be standing around in a queue in this sort of heat. So we do our best to make sure you're straight in and enjoying your day.